It's 91.7 KXT, and today we have local band the Quaker City Nighthawks in our studio. They have a show coming up Sunday night at the Granada Theater, and they also have a new album out called El Astronauta. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. I believe this is your first time in our studio, right?
It is, yeah.
Great. Well, let's just start it off with a song. Which one are you going to play for us first?
This is a song called Beat the Machine off our new record.
We have the Quaker City Nighthawks in the KXT studio today. Thank you guys so much for playing that one for us. That one is from your new album, correct?
Yes.
It's called Beat the Machine. And you guys are wrapping up Free Week at the Granada on Sunday, right?
Yes.
It's a free string of shows that's been going on all week long, and you guys are playing the last one. You're playing with Oil Boom and Dead Flowers, correct?
Yep. Excited to be capping that one off. That's
cool.
Going to be a fun night.
Yeah, I've seen Oil Boom before. They're an amazing band live. I haven't catched Dead Flowers, though.
They're really good too. They're both awesome bands, so cool. It makes it good to line out that roundup right there.
Well, I was listening to your new album, which is just awesome, by the way, and I love how it starts out with the lyrics, "Good evening from Fort Worth, Texas." We always love hearing that hometown pride when it comes to local bands, and especially local bands that are going on to do somewhat bigger things, which you guys seem to be doing this year for sure. Another local artist that definitely has that hometown pride is Leon Bridges, and I know you guys kind of have a little bit of a connection with him. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, I taught him all his dance moves, So, no.
I know it's radio, but can you show us?
No, no, I don't want to.
Whoa, that's incredible.
Any copyright infringement going on?
Yeah, doing exactly like he does. It looks great. Yeah.
We've known him for a while now, and we're lucky enough to get to know him right when he was starting out too, and played with him quite a bit. Actually, our friend Andrew Skates used to play keys with us, is now playing bass and organ on the road with him. Yeah, he stole him away from us. Mm-hmm. But we forgive you, Leon. We still love you.
How much does Fort Worth and Texas, how much did that influence this new album?
Quite a bit. I mean, you know, Fort Worth is where we started as a band and kind of have been our home base, you know, the entire length of this band. So I think whether it was conscious or not, probably quite a bit to do with the making of this record.
Well, and I read that you guys went into the studio and recorded some of the songs, and then you end up just scrapping them all and going back and re-recording them. What's the story behind that?
It was just kind of creatively, it wasn't turning out to be like we were hearing it as a band. So we kind of had to take a step back and make that hard decision of, you know, taking all that time away and going back into the studio. We went back in with our buddy Bo Bedford over at Modern Electric Sound Recorders here in Dallas, Jeff Sine's place, and it was just a perfect fit. Just was made our decision a lot easier, and are very, very happy with how everything turned out now.
Do you guys, when you record the albums, does someone like Bo, I know Bo's actually been in here as a musician with a couple bands, I believe. Mm-hmm. How much does a producer influence the way that your albums turn out, or do you guys... Is that all you?
No, they definitely have some influence in there. And another thing is just the way that things kind of flow together in the studio and in between songs and working at a same pace that the band's used to working is important. And so it just differs person to person. But for us, we all produce them as far as we can, and then definitely invite any people's opinions that we respect to bump it up to the next notch for sure.
Bo also orders a mean pizza. Yeah. So that helps in the production level too.
You say he orders a mean pizza?
Yeah, he'll order a good one.
Very important while in the studio. Well, you guys are playing Sunday at the Granada. I see that you guys have a bunch of other Texas tour dates. What about, do you have a bigger tour in the works, or what else are you guys doing this
year?
Yeah,
we're headed up northwest, I guess at the beginning of August with Sheepdogs. They're from Canada, really, really good band, and then we've got another little run with them through like the Southeast, and then we're also going back up through Chicago and the Midwest in that area. So
we got a couple of festivals in there too. We got a Lou Fest in St. Louis, Missouri, and that's got a really great lineup. We're excited about Lauryn Hill, Anderson .Paak, a lot of really great artists. So we're excited to be on board on that one too.
Very cool. Well, we're so happy to see that this year is going so well for you guys. And we'd love to hear another tune from the album.
Sure. Yeah, this is one called Duendes.
Doing
It's 91.7 KXT. We have the Quaker City Nighthawks in our studio today, all the way from Fort Worth, Texas. They're performing Sunday night at the Granada Theater as part of the Granada Theater's Free Week, and they also have a new album out called El Astronauta. I want to thank Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today, and thank you guys again so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course.